listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Harry Graves.
Good afternoon, sports fans. Would you believe we're back for a second edition? Welcome to WCDO's coverage of Section 4 playoff football. As we told you a little bit earlier, Section 4 includes high schools from all across the southern tier of New York State, from the Catskill Mountains of Delaware County. That's the eastern half of Section 4, well into the southern Finger Lakes region in the west. And for all intents and purposes, this game this afternoon is a contest between east and west. Representing the West in Section 4 Class C, this semifinal game, it's the Waverly Wolverines. The Wolverines come into this game with an impressive record of 8-0. They have a 5-0 record in Division 6 play, and they won that conference.
And good afternoon, everybody. I am Billy Blake. Representing the East in this game is the Sydney Warriors. They went 3-1 in Division 5 play. They were 6-2 overall, and that was good enough for second place in their division.
Yes, I am Harry Graves, and it is time once again for football here on WCDO, part of a Saturday afternoon triple header.
And this is the second part, as Harry said, from Binghamton's Alumni Stadium. This turf facility in great shape. We've had some overcast skies throughout the afternoon, and we've had a busy day of football here at Binghamton throughout today, as well as the regular season home field for both the Binghamton Patriots and the Seton Catholic Central Saints.
Other games that are being aired on WCDO included the game between Unitego and Tioga. That was a morning contest starting at 11 o'clock in the morning. Tioga won that one 26-21. This game followed another Class C contest, that one between Shenango Forks and Lansing, won rather convincingly by Shenango Forks by a score of 48-12. Still on tap for today is going to be a contest between Harpersville, the Hornets taking on the Groton Indians. That one is set for 8 o'clock this evening, and Billy and I will be here for that one too.
The kickoff show on WCDO is brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Truck and Auto Center, right there on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. For the best in pre-owned trucks, cars, SUVs, and minivans, backed by expert service, see their professional sales staff or call 607-563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the very best in today's game and throughout the season.
You know, Billy, I noticed the excitement of the Shenango Forks fans. They have the shortest drive. They don't have to come far at all to get from the Forks down here. But they happened to have a big banner that went across the field that said Forks Nation. And the team came onto the field and burst through that banner, and it set the tone for excitement. Well, across the way, we had the Sydney Warriors doing their warm-ups. They went out and had a team meeting in their bus. Now they are approaching the far side of the field. They're getting ready to burst through a very large sign with the letter S, and we should be seeing them coming on momentarily. When we look down on the near side of the field, down in the corner, there's a band of cheerleaders for Waverly, but no big banner. So we will see exactly what is going on. I want to extend a hearty welcome to all of the listeners who are along the line today. We do not have a huge crowd of Sydney fans on the far sideline, although we are still a bit away from game time. The loyal fans who are here, well, they're bundled up in jackets. They wouldn't have had to do that for the 11 o'clock game. A light sweater, a hoodie would have been fine. But as the sun goes down, we do expect to see things chill a little bit. And with that, we have the Sydney Warriors approach the big sign. They burst through, and they are coming onto the turf field here at Alumni Stadium.
What did they do,
catch you speechless?
Well, just so I didn't know if we were going to break there or
not. You're reading stuff.
I was analyzing a little bit. We weren't sure if we were going to break or not, but just looking at these two teams and their regular season schedules, no common opponents to really base this game off of. You look at Sydney, they've scored 216 points overall in the year. They've only allowed 93. And Waverly, with somewhat similar stats, they've scored 245, a little bit more than Sydney, and they've allowed 74 points, a little less than Sydney. So if you were to base it on that, I guess you would give the slight nod in this game to the Wolverines. But this could be this game has the potential to be a classic in a sectional semifinal, no less.
And we are counting on that. You are listening to thousands of watts of Go Team Go, WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is a full-service facility with residential garbage collection, roll-off, and dumpster service. Plus, they accept construction and demolition debris. They also carry designer mulch in the spring and summer and bulk road salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, 122 Valley View Road, just off Route 7, a quarter mile west of Sydney. Call 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
For more information on our products and services or to pay your bill online, please visit us at www.wasterecovery.com.
Hawkins Homes supports high school football on WCDO. Hawkins Homes Route 79 in Harpersville says hurry. Don't miss your chance to save literally thousands of dollars on lot models. They need to move their lot models to make room for new homes. There are four double wides and one single wide left, and their prices have been slashed. These are top quality Ritz-Craft and Titan homes, and they must go. Some features include stone fireplace, walk-up attic, all drywall, tile flooring, Corian countertops, 9-foot ceilings, laminate flooring, and much more. And I repeat, you will save thousands of dollars at Hawkins Homes now. If you're in the market for a custom modular home, Hawkins has three for you to see, including full basement. Before you buy, check out Hawkins Homes, Route 79 in Harpersville, next to Mirabito Convenience Store. During their lot model sale, you'll save thousands of dollars. Go to HawkinsHomesLLC.com to find out more. Call 693-2551. Everyone at Hawkins Homes wishes the best of luck to the Harpersville Hornet, Sydney Warrior, and Unitego Spartan football teams this weekend.
Hi, this is Melissa Bertzel with Gates Cole Insurance. We know, unfortunately, the weather is changing. You can't control the weather, but you can control how you are protected when the unthinkable happens. At Gates Cole Insurance, we guide you through the whole insurance buying experience. Whether you need coverage for your home, auto, RV, life, or business, our agents have the knowledge and experience to provide you with the right insurance for the right price. Call today, 563-2171, and find out how Gates Cole Insurance can help you. My name is Melissa Bertzel, and we make life simple.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Trackside Dining always has something new to tempt your taste buds. From awesome specials, many including soup and salad bar, to our fabulous desserts. Come on in for our friendly food and fresh people. We will cater any event, any size, on or off our premises. Deliveries are available anytime, 7 days a week. Do you know we've been here on Main Street almost 20 years now and still going strong? Hope you will visit soon for a great experience and wonderful food at Trackside Dining, 88 Main Street, Sydney, 563-3737.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the Catalog Outlet Stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville, where their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the Catalog Outlet Stores, you'll find quality brand name home furnishings for every room, including sofas, recliners, bedrooms, dining rooms, entertainment centers, and much more. And for a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress. From our in-store sleep centers, nobody sells mattresses for less. Open 7 days a week or visit online at CatalogOutletOnline.com. The Catalog Outlet, celebrating 23 years of offering you the best for less.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Harry Graves and Billy Blake, and a lot of familiar faces on this Sydney Warrior team. Trey Crawford again will be the center. The guards will be Colin Brandle and Austin Deed. Zach Nagis and Brian Gray will be the tackles. Out at the ends, Jared Cubby and Mike Cruz. Again, as you would expect, Patrick Vibbard, the quarterback. And in the backfield, Brandon Walters, Nate McDonald, Billy Kozak. And here with the first quarter play-by-play, Billy Blake.
Thank you, Harry Graves. As the Waverly Wolverines won the toss, and they deferred to the second half. So Dan Hyland will kick this one off for Waverly. Mike Ward and Nate McDonald back deep for Sydney. And we are underway in the third of four games from Alumni Stadium this afternoon. Mike Ward from inside his own 10-yard line, and he flips it off to Nate McDonald. And Nate McDonald gets out to his own 21-yard line, and that's where the Sydney will begin their opening drive of today's game.
So Nate McDonald getting the opportunity to put his head down and go off running on the very first play of this ball game will bring it out, and they'll put it down at the 22, and the Sydney Warriors will have first and 10 from there. In the other Class C contest, it was Shenango Forks easily defeating Lansing. It was a 48-12 game. We don't expect to see that here.
Brandon Walters gets the carry on the first play from scrimmage, and he gets a couple of yards, if that. Ball spotted at the 24-yard line.
Well, they're going to give him all of two, so he is in the record book on the positive side.
Second and 8 for the Warriors. They go to Nate McDonald. He's got a good hole towards the right side. He's out to his own 30-yard line, and it will be third and short for the Warriors.
Yeah, McDonald managed to get good running room on that one. He'll have himself about 6.
You look at these two teams, both in Class C, but Waverly with a lot more players on their sidelines than their opponent, Sydney, on the opposite sidelines. Third and short for the Warriors. Vibbard gives it off to McDonald. McDonald up the middle. He got a couple of yards, and it looks like it will be a first down.
Yeah, he got across the 32, almost the 32. They may choose to mark it, but it's from here it certainly looks like first down. Yep, there's the call.
The Warriors in their visiting uniforms today. They are wearing their white tops outlined in maroon. The Waverly Wolverines in their home red tops with the white numbers. Sydney attacking from right to left on this opening drive. McDonald in the backfield, and they give it off to Brandon Walters instead, and Walters right up the gut for a gain of 4 or 5.
Walters manages to get across the 45. They'll spot it down at the 46. You can give him about 5 yards on that.
Ball out to the 36-yard line. We have had overcast skies all day long. The sun really hasn't made an appearance today over Binghamton's Alumni Stadium, but there has been no rain yet. Second down and 5 for Sydney. They keep it on the ground again. And that time it's Billy Kozak, and Kozak gets out to his own 39-yard line. He picks up a few more yards, and it will be third down and 2 for the Warriors.
Yeah, you just keep chipping away. We mentioned before, those little gains all add up.
Kozak, Walters, and McDonald in the backfield. Vibber jumps back to pass. It's a quick three-step drop and a pass. He tries to find Billy Kozak, but that one is out of reach. It's incomplete. Fourth down upcoming for the Warriors.
Yeah, Vibber just threw that one a little bit too high. The wind is not going to be particularly a factor. If we look at the big flag down to our right, it's gently fluttering. It is going right now in the way that Shenango Forks would be going, so Vibbard will be throwing into a very gentle breeze.
Fourth down and short for the Warriors from their own 40-yard line. Brandon Walters is back there. He's the punter for Sydney. Two players back deep for the Wolverines, standing at their own 30-yard line. And it is a good punt by Walters.
Ooh.
And that ball takes a bounce for Waverly. It bounced back opposite way, but it goes out of bounds at the 27-yard line. It looked like that ball might have stayed in bounds and helped out Sydney. That was 44, Anthony
Girolamo, I think is how it, you would say it. Girolamo that time was trying to catch the ball, and he had to turn toward the sidelines, and he wasn't able to get a clear view of the ball, and it went off his arm and went out of bounds. However, that, had it stayed inbounds, could have been a dangerous situation. It would have been anybody's football because Warriors were on the attack.
Zach Cooney, the senior quarterback, leads the way for Waverly. They keep it on the ground with Girolamo. And Girolamo running left, but the ball comes out. It's a fumble picked up by Jared Cubby, and Cubby is in the end zone. Touchdown, Sydney.
Oh, amazing, amazing, amazing. So that play started back at the 28. It was a broken play. And are they going to allow it? I haven't seen anything that says they won't.
The ball was just simply stripped from Girolamo. He had some good running room along the Sydney sidelines, but a defensive player got his hand in there, and the ball went straight up in the air, and it was Jared Covey who was right there. He took the ball out of the air and scampered in the end zone. And the Warriors have a 6-0 lead.
With 9 minutes, 10 seconds gone, well, showing on the scoreboard, first period of play.
Billy Kozak is on to attempt the extra point. Pat Vibbard to hold. Snap, hold, and the kick is up, and the kick is good. And the Sydney Warriors have a 7-0 lead over the Waverly Wolverines. With 9:10 to go in the first quarter, it's Saturday afternoon football on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD, calf or decaf.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat? Vanilla,
that's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at manginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Mang is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including NYCM Insurance, home office, Edmiston, New York.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
This afternoon's game is a presentation of WCDO Sports. Any rebroadcasts or other accounts of the descriptions and accounts of this game have to have the express written consent of both Section 4 of the New York State Public High School Athletic Association and of WCDO.
And there was a roughing the kicker penalty on the Wolverines after the extra point was made. So Zach Nagis, the kicker for Sydney, will tee this one up from the 45-yard line. And this one is kicked towards the corner, and it goes out of bounds. So the flags are thrown from all over the place. And Waverly will have first and 10 from their own 35-yard line after that kick went out of bounds.
Jared Cubby has to be about as happy a player as you could be right now, because playing in the center of the line can sometimes be thankless, and all of a sudden, boom, he's right there and in the middle of things.
So now let's take a look at the starting lineup for the Wolverines. Their center is Jeff Klausner. The tackles, Mitch Hall and John Pusilu, and the guards, Sam Kolesnik and Mack Brown. On the ends, Cody Marchese and Austin Boswick. Cooney is the quarterback, and in the backfield, Dylan Perry, Dylan Gutierrez, and Anthony Girolamo. And here's the first play of the second drive for the Wolverines, and they keep it on the ground. That goes for a gain of a couple.
It was that Gutierrez, it looks like, was the ball carrier that time. Gutierrez won't get good running yardage. She does get up to about the 38-yard line.
Gutierrez and Girolamo, both seniors. Perry is the junior in the backfield.
Yeah, this is one of those squads, very unlike the first game where we saw Tioga with all sorts of ages. A lot of seniors on this team.
Cooney keeps it himself, and he's up the middle. He gets to about the 48 or 49-yard line, and the Wolverines pick up a first down.
Yeah, Cooney picks up about 10 on that one. We were told by the broadcast crew that did the Lansing game in our very same press box, actually, that you want to watch Cooney. They say he is a really good player. He showed it on that one.
Cooney's in shotgun with three wide receivers. Two to the right, another one split out to the left. And Cooney is throwing deep down the left side, and that one is incomplete. Intended receiver was the senior, Austin Bostwick.
Oh, then just look at Cooney's arm, and look at the spiral on that pass. That was everything you would expect to see. So I'm certain that a number of people up and down the line looked at that pass and said, maybe this ain't so good. We'll see.
Billy Kozak was the one who was covering Bostwick down the sideline. It's second and 10 for the Wolverines from their own 49-yard line. Quick drop back by Cooney, and that pass was intended for Bostwick, and a hard hit from Billy Kozak, and Bostwick cannot hang on to the football, incomplete.
Yeah, but they're going to say that it's ruled dead, so that was not a fumble. That was just simply an incomplete forward pass. The official right there to wave it, dead ball.
Billy Kozak, 5'6", 135, with a pretty hard hit on Bostwick. Third and 10 for Waverly. Gutierrez in the backfield with Cooney. Cooney fakes left, and now he is throwing left. It's a deep throw downfield, and that one is caught by Bostwick. So
yeah.
Third time's the charm for Zach Cooney and Austin Bostwick. They finally hook up, and that's a big gain inside the Sydney 20-yard line.
Yeah, Billy Kozak was right there to bring down Austin Bostwick as soon as he caught that ball. But I'll tell you, Cooney's arm has been impressive on the first two or three plays. When he throws a pass, it is right on.
First and 10 for the Wolverines. Ball spotted at the 13-yard line. Gutierrez running towards the left. And Gutierrez picks up a few yards. He's down around the 10-yard line. And it will be second down for Waverly. Looking at Waverly's regular season schedule, week number one, a 3-point win over Athens, 24-21. Week number three, a 14-8 win over Tioga. And then after that, just a series of blowouts. 31-0, 35-6. 70-21 and 42-12. Second down, and it's a pitch to the outside to Dylan Gutierrez. Gutierrez trying to turn the corner to the right, but Austin Dean is one of several Sydney linemen there to wrap him up.
Yeah, Gutierrez, I think, actually lost a couple of yards on that one. We'll have to see where they put the ball down. They put it down right on the 10. It looks like he might have gotten back close to the line of scrimmage, but he certainly didn't gain anything that time.
Third and 7 for Waverly. 6.5 minutes to play, opening quarter of this Class C semifinal game in Section 4. Winner will go on to take on Shenango Forks. Third down and 7. Cooney drops back, throws over the middle, incomplete, and it will be 4th and 7.
Yeah,
as intended for Tim Sutton.
Yeah, that was really the first bad pass, because he just overthrew his man literally by a country mile that time. He has the arm. He can throw.
6:21 on the clock, 4th and 7. And the Wolverines will try for the field goal as Dan Hyland, number 8, comes out onto the field. Very makeable field goal here for Hyland, who had some pretty impressive kicks in the pregame warm-up. Snap is good, hold, and the kick is up and good. So Hyland nails the field goal, And with 6:17 to go in the first quarter, it's the Sydney Warriors 7, Waverly Wolverines 3. It is the Class C semifinal from Binghamton's Alumni Stadium on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates.
This coming heating season, let Morabito keep life affordable. Morabito Energy Products offers customers easy-to-use payment plans designed to help you better manage the unknowns of the energy market, whether it's for fuel oil or propane. Ask us about prepayment options, price caps, and budget payment plans. You'll discover a payment plan option that's just right for your needs. This year, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Harry Graves along with Billy Blake. We want to send out a big shout-out to any listeners who are joining us via our new audio streaming service. We have a whole lot of people from the Waverly area. That is the word that has been passed along to us. Welcome aboard, Wolverine fans.
Warriors start this drive from their own 33-yard line. It's Brandon Walters getting the carry right up the middle, and he crosses his own 35-yard line out to about his own 37, and he picks up about 3 or 4 on the first play from scrimmage of this drive.
Yeah, Brandon did a great job that time, Billy. He picks up about 4 yards on that. Now he's up in double figures.
Second down and 6 for Sydney from their own 37. Hibbard gives it off to Billy Kozak this time. Kozak is running left, and he's able to sneak through some traffic, and he's down to his own 45-yard line. That's a Sydney first down.
Yeah, he ends up picking up, let's see, about 8 yards on that, almost 9 yards. Kozak moves into a tie, 11 yards apiece for Kozak and Walters. So we've seen the impressive arm of Zach Cooney, and we've seen Vibbard and the Sydney Warriors grinding it out on the ground.
And another run for the Warriors, and another good gain for the Sydney this time as well. That time it was Brandon Walters, and he gets across midfield to the Waverly 46-yard line. He picks up 9 yards.
Yeah, Walters is just really impressive on that one. Put his head down, and away he went.
This Warriors team has had to deal with numerous injuries throughout this season, and Damian Zimmer, a player that was injured earlier on in the year, actually is on the sidelines today supporting his teammates. Second and short for Sydney. They go to Billy Kozak. He's running left, and he's got a first down at the Waverly 42-yard line.
Yeah, Kozak ends up that time getting the yardage, but it was very hard-fought yardage. He'll have to settle for about a 3-yard gain on that one. Kozak actually ran into his own players as he was a little bit faster than the blockers in front of him. Well, we have a couple of other scores from around the area. Final in the Class B playoffs. Johnson City fell victim to Shenango Forks. That game was not too bad, 26-20.
Nate McDonald on the run right up the middle, and he's to the 40-yard line. That will be good for a gain of 3.
So he now has 11 yards. The other Class B final that was played at Maine Endwell High School, Maine Endwell just licked their chops and dusted the floor with Norwich. 49-0, the final there.
4 minutes to go and counting in this contest at Alumni Stadium between Sydney and Waverly. Second down for the Warriors, and they run it again, and that's a gain of 2 or 3. A lot of players from both teams in that pile. The ball came out, but it was well after the play was ruled dead.
Yeah, I think that was with Brandon Walters again carrying it. It was hard fought. There's no doubt about that.
Third and 5 for the Warriors at the Wolverines' 37-yard line. Vibbard approaches the line of scrimmage. He's under center. He's got McDonald to the left, Walters right behind him, and Kozak off to the right. And Kozak gets the ball, and he cannot turn the corner. He's down in the backfield, a loss of a yard or two. Wolverines with a nice defensive stand there, and it's fourth down. Fourth and six at the 39-yard line. And this is a tricky part of the field for any team. You're in no man's land, too deep for a field goal, but also you don't want to necessarily punt the ball away either. And Vibber, the quarterback, approaching the offensive huddle, it appears that Jeff Matthews will have his team go for it.
So you've got to look at it. Fourth and a long six, and the Warriors going to try it. Fourth and about six, seven.
Play action. Vibber rolls out to his right, looking downfield for a receiver. He intends it for Mike Ward, and that one is a bit short, incomplete, and it's a turnover on downs.
Yeah, but it was still worth the try. Still worth the try. So it will be Cooney and company coming back out. So the pairings are set in Class AA. It'll be Binghamton against Elmira. Binghamton knocking off Ithaca last night. Elmira stopping Corning. The Class Bs are both in. It will be Maine Endwell against Shenango Valley. The C is being contested right now, and we'll have the A final pairings later tonight.
First and 10 for the Wolverines from their own 39. Cooney in the shotgun throws to the left, and that pass is caught by Boswick. He had a leap up to make the catch, and Kozak tackled him. He kind of undercut him as he leaped up to make the catch, and Boswick took a hard hit, but he gets right back up.
Boswick is learning the hard way that Sidney's going to play it. If you want to have the arm of Cooney shoot to Boswick, Austin's going to take a beating. Billy Kozak making sure of that right there. 2 minutes. Showing on the clock, the Waverly Wolverines with the football.
Shotgun again, and Dylan Perry goes in motion. Cooney keeps it himself. It's a quarterback keeper. He's got a first down and more. He's across midfield inside the 40, and he's tackled from behind at the Sidney 36-yard line.
Yeah, it was Sam Bryden who managed to finally break out and catch him after Cooney had gotten away from two or three men. He is quick.
Cooney picks up 23 himself as the lights have been turned on at Binghamton's Alumni Stadium. 1:35 to go with the clock running late in the first quarter. Warriors have a 7-3 lead over the Wolverines. Girolamo goes in motion to the left, and instead the Wolverines run the ball to the right side of the field. But no huge gain on that play.
Yeah, it was Gutierrez that time who carried it. Didn't get a whole heck of a lot of running room. He might get a couple on that at most.
Second down and 9 for the Wolverines. Ball still at the 36-yard line. Two receivers split out to the right. Another two to the left. And now Cooney looks down at his risk for the play call, possibly an audible at the line of scrimmage. It's a quick throw off to the left, and the pass was complete to Dylan Perry, but he fell down to his knees, and that's where the play stops, and as a result, Perry lost a couple of yards on that one.
Yeah, that was one of those where he just lost his footing. It's interesting because we've seen so many games where the quarterback is always over at the bench to pick up pretty much every play. If you watch the coaches, Jason Miller and the rest of the coaches here, they use a big clipboard, so they're sending out some sort of visual signal because we don't see Cooney coming over to the sidelines that often.
Third and long for Waverly. Cooney with a deep throw down the right side of the field. That one is incomplete, intended for Cody Marchese. Mike Ward on the coverage.
Let me tell you, here's a situation where all of a sudden the Sidney Warriors are seeing the offense that they haven't seen all year long. You look at the powerful offense of Shenango Forks, but you pretty much know what it's going to be. It's going to be grinded out, grinded out, grinded out, grinded out, almost always on the ground. All of a sudden, Cooney comes in. He's got a good arm, and he is quick. When he cuts on a keeper, he's quick.
Fourth and 11 for Waverly with 7.2 seconds to go in the first quarter. Four receivers for Cooney and Gutierrez in the backfield. under 10 seconds to go on the play clock. Now the ball is snapped. The throw to the right is incomplete. Thrown towards Cody Marchese. Turnover on downs, and with 1.9 to go, the Warriors take over.
So we will be going to the second quarter of this ball game coming up in just a moment. But the Sydney Warriors will have time to get off one play, under 2 seconds showing. And the Warriors, short huddle, come right up to the line.
McDonald and Walters in the backfield. And they give the ball to Brandon Walters. He runs right up the middle, and he's able to pick up a few yards on the play as the horn sounds. So we have played 12 minutes of football here at Binghamton's Alumni Stadium in the second Class C semifinal. It's the Sydney Warriors 7 and the Waverly Wolverines 3. This is high school football on WCDO.
It's October savings this week at your Sydney and Unadilla Great American Food Stores. Enjoy our beautiful fall season with great deals like Great American Beef, Boneless Top Round, London Broil, or Roast, just $2.99 a pound. We now have McIntosh, Empire, Gala, McCoon, or Cortland Apples in tote bags only for a great price of 89 cents a pound. Celebrate that family birthday this week with assorted Duncan Hines Classic Cake Mixes, 5 for $5. We also have Fryhoffer Simply or Split Top Breads, along with Totino's Pizza Stuffers or Rolls, all buy one, get one free. And this week, we continue to give back to our loyal customers with a free $20 Great American Gift Certificate when you spend $400. From September 28th until November 10th, simply present your frequent shopper's card each time you check out, and our registers will automatically keep a running total of your purchases. You will see your current total at the bottom of your receipt, so you'll know when you have qualified for your free certificate. Limit 2 $20 gift certificates per household. It is just another way we're giving back to our loyal shoppers here at your local Sydney and Unadilla Great American Food Stores. And also check us out this week and every week in the virtual world on Facebook and at shopgreatamerican.com. It's October savings this week at your Sydney and Unadilla Great American Food Stores. Enjoy our beautiful fall.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Billy Blake back with you here at Binghamton's Alumni Stadium, Class C semifinal between the Sydney Warriors and the Waverly Wolverines. And to bring in the action in the second quarter is Harry Graves.
Well, Billy, it sounds like sometimes the computers back at the main studio end up winning. So the ball will be kept on the ground. The Sydney Warriors, Vibbert and company, now going from our left to our right, continue to keep their drive alive. As the ball will be up toward first down territory, it's going to be spotted down at the 49, probably the length of the football short. So Vibbert comes back up again, tight in formation. Vibbert looking one way, finally will go in there to the money man. That's Brandon Walters. Walters cuts the vertical plane, gets the first down, and maybe an inch or two across midfield, but for all intents and purposes, you say he's on the 50-yard line. And now the officiating team puts the ball down right on the 50-yard line.
Looks like the Sydney offense is relying a lot more today on Brandon Walters than they have in previous games this regular season. I mean, Nate McDonald and Billy Kozak are in the backfield, too, and Brandon Walters throughout the season has kind of been the second or third option, but so far today, he has had the bulk of the carries.
Oh, you say that, and they'll go to Kozak instead. Billy blowing off the left side of the line, manages to pick up about 3 yards as he gets down to the 47. If you look at the size of the players on the Waverly Wolverines, they are not all that heavy. A lot of guys in the 140, 150, 160-pound range. They do have some heavier men, but they are not that wall that you see in some teams or on some teams. So here we are. A minute and a half gone by in period number two. The Sydney Warriors are going to try it again. This time they will go in there to McDonald. McDonald managing to get to the line of scrimmage, not a whole heck of a lot more. Ball is down, we'll say at the 45, giving a yard or two, but not much. So you and I had made the comment to each other riding in today that we would much rather see a nip-and-tuck battle than a blowout. Well, the Unitigo game turned out being a not-bad ball game, and now the Sydney Warriors are really battling to hang on to their 7-3 lead over the Wolverines. That carry gets up to about the 42-yard line. It will bring up a 4th-and-2. And once again, I would be willing to flip a coin and make a bet that Pat Vibbert is probably going to go for it again.
And that previous play was one of those double carries that we see often with the Warriors. They give it to one guy in the backfield, who in turn gives it to somebody else. That time it went to Kozak first and then McDonald.
Now it's going to be this guy by the name of Nate McDonald who will pick up the first down for the Sydney Warriors as he goes off right tackle, manages to find a hole that's just big enough. He'll get down to the 37-yard line, 1st-and-10, Sydney Warriors.
And Sydney, just like Chenango Forks, this is a team that loves to run the football offensively. They don't throw the ball too much. They'd rather just keep it on the ground with their 3 or 4 main running backs and put a lot of pressure on that defensive line.
Well, especially if it's working. If not, Vibbard can throw. Kozak with the ball will get to the 35. He is finally going to be stopped in there, brought down by John Pasulu. So Pasulu manages to stick the little guy Kozak right at the 35, holding him to a gain of about 2.
And these games are just so tough when you don't have any common opponents to really base things off of. You just have to go back and try to get film from some friends you have in this section and try to get a decent scouting report.
McDonald on the churn makes it around the right side. A flag will be thrown after he was already down at the 32. Now they'll put the ball at the 33 amid the discussion of officials. We'll wait for the signal. It is going to be against Waverly, a personal foul, 1st down for the Sydney Warriors. And let's see, moving that ball, it will be down inside the 30, inside the 25, inside the 20, and the ball spotted down at the 18, 15 yards from the point of the foul.
And they're in the first two games here today, Harry, we've seen a fair share of penalties, but not too many penalties that resulted in huge field position changes. But this is one of the exceptions. This penalty gets Sydney the ball all the way inside the 20-yard line.
7:54, second period of this ball game. Vibbard goes to Brandon Walters. Walters manages to stay up long enough to get across the 15. We'll pick that up at about 5, so it is a 2nd and 5.
Yeah, and it's very similar to what happened in the Unitego game. The play was blown dead, and the coach Jeff Matthews and the other assistant coaches for City are kind of mind-blown over why the whistle was blown. Brandon Walters was still on his feet when the whistle was blown. As the ball is now spotted at the 13-yard line, it looked like he could have gotten a few more yards closer to the first down, but instead, it will be 2nd and 5.
Someone judged that his forward progress had been stopped. Now they are talking things over among themselves and almost with the Wolverines. Meanwhile, Patrick Vibbard standing on the far sideline discussing things with Coach Matthews. Now Vibbard comes back into the huddle and we'll get ready to go. 7:04 showing on the clock. The clock had been stopped, so it wasn't eating up the clock. We'll call it 2nd down and about 4 yards. Now Vibbard comes out with Walters, McDonald, and Kozak in the backfield. Still in a tight end formation. They will go again to Walters. Walters will get down to the 10. He's still on his feet. He is down very close to the touchdown area. He'll be stopped at about the 2. It is another 1st down for the Sydney Warriors. And the sign goes out, 1st down, Warriors.
That's a play. That's just a simple play of who wants it more, Harry. And that time it was Brandon Walters and the Sydney offensive line. They just kept pushing forward, pushing forward, pushing forward. No whistles from the officials this time either to call that play dead until Walters went down.
So Vibbert is going to go in there to number 24, Nate McDonald. It certainly looked like McDonald was inches away from that vertical plane. I thought he had exploded through it, but they're going to say he was a couple of feet short. So they will put the ball down at the one-yard line. It will be second and goal to go for the Warriors. They lead in this ball game by a 7-3 score after scoring with 9 minutes and 10 seconds showing in the first period. They have not relinquished that lead. So here we go, Vibbert and company, and it's going to be a quarterback keeper and try to push that through. It does not look like they have stacked up the play. One of the members of the Wolverines came out and held the ball up, but the officials ruled that it already had been stopped forward progress, so it will remain Sydney's ball. It is going to be a third down, and we'll call it about 2. So we'll see where we go. Walters in there right behind. Ooh, look out. Vibbert coughs up the football, very quickly falls on it. So it will be a fourth down situation coming up for the Sydney Warriors as they got down to the 1, came back to the 2 on the next play, back to the 3 on this play, and they would like to get back that comfortable yardage again of 3 or 4 on a play.
Yeah, and on that third down play, it looked like they sent one running back in motion and were planning to give it to the other running back, which was Nate McDonald. But the exchange between the center, Trey Crawford, and the quarterback, Pat Vibbert, wasn't a clean one, and Vibbert did the right thing. He just fell on it.
Finally, the Sydney Warriors haven't been able to get as much accomplished as they would like to, so they are going to take a very quick timeout. We want to remind you that the Norwich Family YMCA is a pretty old organization, and they're celebrating their 150th year of service to the Norwich community. And they have a birthday party coming up this very next Saturday on the 3rd of November from noon until 3 p.m. at the Norwich Family YMCA. Chobani yogurt, ice cream, music, balloons, family activities, and get this, free T-shirts for the first 1,000 visitors. So helps the Norwich Family YMCA celebrate coming up this coming Saturday, November 3rd, 150 years young. Well, my friend, we wanted to see a good ball game, and we are seeing a good ball game. Now the coach for the Wolverines tries to whip up his crowd a little bit, getting things going. As he said, come on, guys, yell, yell, yell. And that's what the Wolverine fans are doing. Here we go. Vibbert wants to drop back and pass, and he throws it right into the arms of number 3, Dylan Wright. Not what he wanted. It will be an interception as Vibbert looked down and the man that he thought was there wasn't, and he tosses up an interception, and with that, the Wolverines will take over. The Sydney Warriors lead in this ball game. 7-3 is the score, 4 minutes 29 seconds remaining on the clock in period number 2.
Yeah, I don't know, Harry, if that was a misread by Vibbert or one of the receivers on Sydney didn't run the correct route, because Dylan Wright was the only player in the area for Waverly. Not a Sydney receiver was near him. Easy interception for him. And not only do the Wolverines take over, instead of having the ball deep inside their own territory, they start from their own 20.
So Zach Cooney runs the first play from scrimmage. He puts the ball on the ground. No gain. They'll get to the line of scrimmage, and that is about it. It's probably the length of the football on the high side of the 20. Oh, we wanted to see a beautiful game, and we are seeing a hard-fought battle. Now it is going to be Cody Marchese spit off to the right side, but the ball will be kept on the ground as that guy by the name of Cooney runs it himself. He breaks into the clear. Only Billy Kozak can get him, and Kozak will bring him down.
And there are two flags back at the 30-yard line. I think there was some players jabbing back and forth here, so we will see who this is on. I saw a Nate McDonald back there for Sydney and one or two players for Waverly, and I know there was a huge gain downfield for Cooney, but once I saw the two flags thrown, I looked back downfield, and now the officials are talking things over.
So Cooney, number four, went down the right sidelines, right in front of the Sydney bench. And finally, the only man that was able to come over was opposing number four, Billy Kozak. Kozak brings him down, but way upfield. The flags are down, and the officials rule that it will be come back here, guys. The discussion is still going on. Billy, you got your hand on the thing. Just open your mouth and say something.
Yeah, I think Sam Kolesnik, number 52 for the Wolverines, has been ejected. I saw the official make a gesture as if he was throwing somebody out of the game, very similar to how an umpire would in baseball. And I believe it is Sam Kolesnik because he is on the sidelines right now. And the coaches from Waverly are trying to get an explanation of what's going on. However, the field position is not going to change. I think this big run by Cooney will stand.
So the both teams are moving now down to our left, to the other end of the field. And we had a good run by Cooney, stopped only by Billy Kozak. They're going to spot the ball at the 28-yard line. We will have to find out what the situation was. I have a feeling there's an unsportsmanlike, and especially if it was a dangerous play, the guy's gone. That's all there is to it. They're not going to get any warnings or any second chances. So we'll see where we go from there. So here we go. The ball is going to be first and 10 at the 28-yard line, and we'll be ready to go from there.
Yeah.
Very interesting enough, they have both teams together, and the officials are addressing both teams. So whatever they didn't like, they're applying it to both teams.
Yeah, the officials want to take control of this game. They don't want to let things get out of hand. And it's not like we have 3:40 to go in the fourth quarter. We still have a whole nother half of football left to be played. So the officials want to get control. They do not want to let things get ugly in this semifinal game.
So here we go. First and 10 from the 28-yard line. Cooney ready to go. 3:24 showing on the clock. The ball will be kept on the ground. Good gain made in there by number two, Dylan Perry. Perry just put his head down, and when I say Perry, then I'm not certain, but what that was Dylan Gutierrez. One is wearing number two. The other one is wearing 2-4. I do believe that was Gutierrez who made that run. Okay, Marchese split out to the right side. Bostwick to the near side. Number 44, Girolamo, goes in motion, and the ball will be kept by Zach Cooney. And Cooney goes into the end zone, rather emphatically saying, I am controlling this ball game. And his Waverly Wolverines go up by a 9-7 score. So that touchdown run coming with 2:57 on the clock, period number two. And for the first time in this ball game, the Waverly Wolverines lead. The ball will be kicked up in here by Dan Hyland. It is up and it is through. So with that, the score goes up 10-7. As a battle between the Wolverines and the Sydney Warriors will continue. right here on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCD.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company has a strong foundation in the insurance industry with a commitment to a promising future right here at home, offering property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. We have been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit online at preferredmutual.com. The home office of Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is located at 1 Preferred Way, New Berlin, New York. Preferred Mutual proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Terry Graves and Billy Blake back here at Binghamton's Alumni Stadium. So the Wolverines have gone up 10-7. So it will be an opportunity for the Wolverines to kick off now to Sydney. It'll settle into the hands of one Nate McDonald, who will be forced out of bounds over across the way at the 25.
And this is a huge drive, Harry, for the Warriors. The Waverly Wolverines do get the ball to start the second half, so this could be Sydney's last time they get the ball offensively in the first 24 minutes.
Rolling back. It's going to be in there. Patrick Bibbard. Bibbard, bullseye right into the arms of Nate McDonald out at the 38 at the 41-yard line as he is across the 40. First and 10 for the Sydney Warriors. Well, we want to shout out to all of the people who have joined us along the line by streaming audio. And we have a number of them. Vibbard keeps the ball on the ground, goes to Brandon Walters. Walters at the 44.
Another good chunk of yardage for Brandon Walters. He's up over 40 yards in this first half.
It's interesting that out at midfield you can get the 4 and 5 yard burst, but when Sydney needed them and inside the 5, the Wolverine defense stiffened. Again with a tight end formation, dropping back, wanting to pass. Billy Kozak out on the flat. Bibbard's throw is a little bit shy, and no completion. We made mention of the fact that we wanted to give a shout-out to the fans along the line. And back in the main studio, we happened to have a situation where they posted up on the streaming audio line, tell us where you're listening to us from. And the word is they've had 80 responses come in via email, keeping the boys busy back in the main studio. Look out. Here goes Nate McDonald again. And this time it's first down territory as McDonald takes the handoff from Vibbard, gets across midfield down to the 47-yard line of the Waverly Wolverines.
Yeah, McDonald barely got enough for the first down, but nonetheless, first down and the chains keep on moving.
So here it is, Vibbard. The 5'9 junior quarterback will go off to the senior Nate McDonald. McDonald gets to the 45, cross that to the 44, and then he is stopped. But another 3-yard pickup for the Sydney Warriors. And Nate McDonald continues to notch extra yards to his total.
Good clock management here by Sydney. They know that Waverly gets the ball to start the second half, so they're running the ball effectively, keeping that clock running, but also, too, giving themselves enough time to score.
Brandon Walters this time will get the handoff, and Walters moves it down to the 42. He doesn't get the yards that he wants. It will bring up, we will call it, a 3rd and 5. Oh, I'm telling you, we wanted to see a good game. We are seeing a good game. If we look around at some of the other scores that we've had around the area today, we told you about the main Endwell shellacking of Norwich, 49-0. Shenango Valley over Johnson City by a score of 26-20. We had Owego really sticking it to Newark Valley. The final there was 44-15. In the game that was played here that you did not hear, it was Shenango Forks over Lansing, 48-12. But in the morning contest, it was Tioga stopping Unitego, 26-21, the final there. Okay, here we go again. Vibbert and company, they're going to go, and they're going to keep it on the ground. And look out, Billy Kozak finds a hole, goes into the end zone. Touchdown. That play started back at the 42-yard line, and Kozak found the opening. So that was a perfectly timed timeout. It let them set up what they needed to set. And then it was Kozak who runs into the end zone with 45 seconds showing until halftime. And the ground game is working for the Warriors, Billy.
That play reminded me a lot of the passing play with Billy Kozak we saw when Sydney played Shenango Forks, how they faked to one side and then they threw it back to Billy Kozak. This was the exact same play, just it was a run.
Vibbert holds. And the kick by Kozak is going to be blocked. So as a result, it stays 13-10. Oh, it's that kind of a ball game. You wanted action? We're providing action here on your station for sports, WCDO.
Did you realize that over 85% of Americans own a cell phone, but only 48% own an individual life insurance policy? That leaves way too many families who will be unprotected if they suddenly lose a parent. That's why we'd also like to point out that 100% of State Farm agents offer life insurance. So if you're at a place where procrastination just meant motivation, use that cell phone of yours to call State Farm agent Rose Smith today at 563-3533.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
So, 45 seconds, the Sydney Warriors are going to be kicking it away, and the reports continue to come in from around the nation.
Yeah, we also want to give a shout-out to Great Lakes, Illinois. We have a listener there, location of the only United States Navy boot camp.
And we also had I think we had somebody in Tennessee, and we also happened to have Manchester, Connecticut. So streaming audio working for WCDO. With that, the ball is going to be kicked away. It is going to be a crossfield kick that's going to be thrown out of bounds, actually kicked out of bounds. It will come out at the 45. The flag will be thrown. That's a bozo no-no. You can't do it. So as a result, the penalty will come in. But the clock is at 45 seconds, and it shouldn't be that dangerous, I believe. So coming up on the halftime break, it is just a terrific contest. This time a new player does come in. We've seen so many of the same players for the Wolverines. But
I will say there that even though Sydney did score a touchdown, 45 seconds is an awful lot of time Waverly.
Oh, yeah. The snap comes back in there to Cooney. Cooney this time will try to run it himself. He will get back and be met in there by two or three Sydney Warriors. Number 22, that is going to be Walters in on the stop, along with a couple of helpers. So the clock ticks down to 38.3 seconds. But I'll tell you, the coaches of both of these teams want to make sure nothing goes to waste. If you look at the Wolverines, I had mentioned before that the coaches are holding up something, and I didn't know what it was. I couldn't imagine them writing something on a clipboard, but apparently their plays are numbered, because I would see number 12, number 20, so on and so forth, and signals are going in from the bench with the coach holding those numbers up over his head. So here we go, roaming toward halftime. Snap goes back to Zach Cooney. Cooney intends to hit number 44, Anthony Girolamo, but Girolamo can't break loose quickly enough, and the ball is overthrown.
Mike Cruz is on the coverage that time, and might have been a flag thrown, but I wasn't sure, and then I did not see any flags. Cruz and Girolamo were tangled up a little bit, but it wasn't significant enough for the officials to throw the flag.
Oh, it is just such a sweet, clean game. Brandon Ehlers coming out of the ball game to rest on defense as another man goes in to take his place, or on the offense. On the snap, it is going to be gathered in by Cooney. Girolamo was moving, but the ball will be kept by Cooney. No advance on the play. The clock ticks down to 26 seconds. And again, both of these coaches are using their timeouts, as they definitely don't want anything to go wrong. The ball is at the 49, so it is right at midfield.
Yeah, and this is a fourth down play for the Wolverines, and they've been trying to run the ball with Cooney a little bit here. They did just have that pass play that was incomplete, but I think Waverly wanted to try to at least get into field goal range for their kicker, Dan Hyland, so they could just have an attempt to tie this game at 13 points apiece. And going back to the Billy Kozak touchdown, then he tried the extra point. That was blocked. That was a huge block on an extra point, because every single point, especially when you get to these meaningful games late in the season, like this semifinal game in Class C, that block could come back huge for Waverly, but it looks like they're going to punt on this 4th and 6.
So Cooney, long count this time. The ball comes back to, the ball was snapped back to Dylan Perry. Perry is going to kick it away, and it will be allowed to roll. It will hit at the 15 and stop at about the 18 as it just rolls in a big circular motion down there. 13.6 seconds, Sydney Warriors take over control of the football. If you look back historically, what have these teams done? Well, the Sydney Warriors have had 2 Section 4 titles. The Waverly Wolverines managed to score 3 in the history of this club. And with that, the Sydney Warriors will just drop down. Bibbard takes a knee. They don't want to try to risk anything. I think the Warriors at that time probably were not worried about their abilities. They didn't want to make the miscue with the ball down at the 18-yard line and allow the Wolverines to get on in. Well, we have seen ourselves a terrific ball game. 13-10 is our score at halftime. Both of the teams head into their respective locker rooms. We will be back with more Sydney High School football coming up for you on WCDO.